Welcome to Trojan Preview here on KJAN as we are right square in the middle of the football season. Now week five of the high school set. Talking with Atlantic head football coach Tim Duff. Coach, we're going to go back a little bit to last week. First talk about that 27-20 loss at Creston. Thanks as always for your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Jim. Last week, we had came back to the Trojan Bowl with a victory, a late victory over Winterset, had some momentum, knew we had a tough opponent in Creston. Both teams were 1-0 in the district, and there was a big game, and we came out. I thought we started pretty well. We got ahead, jumped out, scored a touchdown, got the ball back, took it back down, and got a field goal to take an early 10-0 lead. And, from that point on, I think Creston really dominated the line of scrimmage after that point, and then our offense kind of struggled.
Well, some guys kind of came of age a little bit offensively last week, too. The numbers, in some cases, pretty good. The passing numbers, Harrison had a great night, 18 out of 33, couple of touchdowns, couple of picks, 213 yards. But Dalton Franken, 10 catches, 128 yards. But when you take a look at the other side, the ground game, outrushed 254-67 by Creston. It's tough because the ground game is really how you can control the pace and the tempo of the game, and I know that's a priority for you.
Yeah, we've got to be able to establish a running game. Like I said, the first quarter and a half, we were able to move the ball a little bit on the ground, and then Creston, they just started beating us, man on man up front. They weren't doing anything different, but their kids were more physical, and they just dominated us up front. So our front five guys, really have to step up our game if we're going to be able to compete in games. I think our skill guys are our quality skill guys. We've seen some good play from our running back, fullback, quarterback, and receivers, all the way to our tight end. I think we've had pretty good skill play throughout the season, but our line play has been pretty sporadic and not very consistent. And so, with those, we got four seniors up front, it's kind of on them to start playing better and to start taking a little more control of the team.
It just seems like so far in this early part of the season, you come up short when you compare big plays against big plays. It seems like the other team always comes up with an extra big play somewhere. I know that's something that you want to eliminate. How do you do that? Is it just focus?
Yeah, defensively, it's playing our assignments. We've let kids get behind us, in our defense. Our corners and our safety are playing cover three, and cover three is pretty simple. You can't let anybody deeper than you in your third of the field. And we've just had plays where, we're trying to not do our assignment or helping down or checking down on a receiver that's not our responsibility, and so we have kids get behind us. Or we get caught looking in the backfield, then we give up our cushion, and then we're chasing and trailing a receiver. And the plays that have hurt us, the passing plays that have hurt us haven't been accurate, precise, sustained drive, where teams have put passes together or moved down the field. It has been the big play, and that's something our defense, that's something Coach Ross, they stress, is we can't give up big plays, and that's been our downfall this season so far. That's why we're sitting at 1-3, is because of the big plays we've given up, and especially in critical situations. Last week we had two fourth downs where we had Creston in fourth and long or fourth and in bad situations, and not only did they convert on first downs, they scored touchdowns. And if you give up a fourth down conversion for a score, it's just a huge momentum killer. I think it just comes down to intensity and playing each play, and being able to focus that, the play that matters is the next play, and that's what we preach to our kids. It's just a matter of getting more experience for some of them, and for some of them it's just a matter of staying mentally focused.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we talked about some of the individual performances offensively, defensively. Derek Stork, Ethan Westring, each with 13 tackles. You can go up and down the numbers from last week and pick out good individual efforts, but it's a team game, and at the end of the night it's a loss. It's unacceptable, and now it's time to get back on the road again here at Glenwood tonight and to try to turn that thing around against a team that is struggling this year.
Yeah, looking at Glenwood tonight, it's got, eerie similarities for us to our Glenwood game last year. Glenwood came to Atlanta Atlantic last year. We were 0-4. You know, Glenwood was sitting at 1-3. They had one victory that was, a victory that was close. They won at the end. It was our homecoming game, and Glenwood came in, and we got out to an early lead and jumped ahead, and, were able to get a victory for our first victory of the year. And looking at Glenwood last year, I think they were probably more talented than us. And flip to this year's schedule, I think Glenwood's playing the young kids. They're inexperienced. They're battling for their first win. We've seen improvement on tape. They've been getting better and better. And, I think skill-wise, we have some guys that have pretty good skills. So, it's a game where, the team that comes out and gets early momentum, I think, is going to have, a chance to be pretty successful tonight. So we know that we've got to come off the bus and we have to be ready to play, because if we give Glenwood any kind of momentum, they're going to dig in, and their young kids are really going to fight harder. And, it's going to be a tough road if we fall behind early to come back.
Well, when you take a look at what Glenwood has to offer, there just aren't a lot of names that are going to light up the statistical sheet for you. They have a few good athletes out there running, but when you take a look at the numbers, last week, for example, in a 35-0 loss to Lewis Central, just 17 net rushing yards for the ball club and just 58 total yards of offense. You're just never going to win any games like that. And this is a frustrated team right now that's looking for a chance to break out.
Yeah, Glenwood, they're going to come out and obviously with the way we've played run defense, they're going to try to establish a run game. We know that they're going to try to run the ball. And we're going to have to be able to stop the run at the start of the game, and then it's going to come down if we can stop the run. They have some quality players in the passing game. And last year, they threw for over 300 yards on us. They're going to take their shots deep. And to this point in the season, we've given up the big play. So, scouting us, they're going to see that. And their coaching staff, Coach Albert, does a great job. And, I know they're going to try to establish a run at the start of the game. And obviously, if you can run the ball, you're able to control the clock, and it's just more successful in high school football. But if we do stop the run, we know they're going to take their shots in the passing game. There's no doubt about that. And, Shrivers, their quarterback, has had a good season. He's got a strong arm. And again, they throw it deep. And, Henderson at the running back position, if we let him get going, we know they're going to run the ball. So it really comes down to us, playing, assignment football and not letting receivers get behind us and not giving up big run plays. We've got to do a better job of keeping contained. We let Creston break contain on us. We let Winterset break contain on us. So we really got to do our job and pursuit of the football.
Well, obviously all critical games here in the district. 1-1 right now in district play, and this would be a big one. If you can win this, this puts you in the top half of the district now heading down toward this home stretch with a homecoming game against Harlan facing next week. It's hard to overestimate how important these games are in the bigger picture.
Yeah, in the big picture, all we can focus on is the game tonight. The games coming up don't really matter right now, and the previous games, we can't go back and change anything. So Glenwood tonight on the road is always tough in this district. District 1, there's tough teams, and anytime you have to travel, it is just a tougher game to play in that hostile environment with, and at Glenwood, a homecoming crowd tonight. We know they're going to have a lot of support, and, their kids are going to be intense from the whistle. So we've got to match that intensity at the start. We've got to come out and be ready to play a physical game, and I think if we can establish the running game, that'll really help us moving forward, not only tonight, but just in the season in general. So we've got to be able to be more physical up front, and hopefully we can get our running backs going, and that'll help open up our passing game.
Very good. Coach, I know bumps and bruises, things like that, have kind of slowed down different aspects of the game, but how are we looking injury-wise coming into tonight's ball game?
Yeah, injury-wise, we're pretty healthy. We've had a couple players that we've lost, and, got a couple, a knee injury. Austin's still out for, Austin Stevens won't be rejoining us this season. But the other starters are pretty healthy. Tonight we'll be starting a sophomore, Tyler Christensen, Jordan Mock's got a sickness right now, and we're thinking of Jordan as he recovers. But hopefully Tyler can step in and do a good job for us tonight. And ultimately, we've got players on our team that are capable, and now it's just showing up and fighting for a full 48 minutes and being consistent.
Well, making successful plays during a ball game, then ultimately winning a ball game, gets guys feeling a lot healthier.
Yeah, it does. So hopefully, we can come out and, establish, control early in this game, and hopefully we can, get a little, flow in our offense and see if we can, be aggressive tonight.
Great. Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jim.
That's head coach Tim Duff. We'll have the game for you live tonight here on KJAN. We're on the air 6:45 with our pregame show right after Who's Going to Win. 7:30 kickoff from Glenwood. Chris Parks will join me for the broadcast this evening. Again, that's Atlantic at Glenwood live tonight here on the radio. My thanks to Coach Duff. I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us this week on Trojan Preview.